Hi, this is Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. You know, many people say they don't have time for a daily quiet time in God's Word. That's just an excuse, because every person on the planet has the same 168 hours a week. The question is, how do you spend that time? Fact is, you don't have time for everything. You know that, and I know that. Nobody has time for everything. That's why you have to make time for what really counts in life. It's not a matter of time. Did you hear that? It's not a matter of time. It's a matter of priorities and value. You make time for the things that matter to you. And the key to making time for a daily devotion is to make Jesus and His kingdom the number one priority in your life. If you do that, you'll find time for a quiet time. Matthew 6, Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all the other things will be given to you as well." In other words, put God first in your life and you'll have more time. Now here's an important principle you need to remember. Whatever you need more of in your life, give God first place in that area and He'll give you more of what you need. Putting God first includes putting God first in your day, putting God first in your heart, in your mind. And that means having a daily quiet time where you sit down with God and say, "God, what do you want to say to me today through your word?" So let's get started today and look into God's word for our daily hope.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, we continue in our series called 40 Days of Love. This is the fourth and final part of a message called "Love is Not Easily Angered," based on 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you about how you can get this entire teaching collection called 40 Days of Love for your personal audio library on CD or MP3 download. You can take a sneak peek at it while you listen today just by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. And now here's Rick with today's message.
Some people, when they get angry, they express it in crazy behavior. "My husband had an affair. Oh, great. I'll go have an affair. Oh, that's smart. I'll get him." That's like, you know, shooting a rifle at yourself so you can hit him with a kick of the recoil. I mean, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. Your crazy behavior. You say, "Well, I'm going to go take some drugs," or "I'm going to go, go get drunk with some boys." Or no, don't. You don't suppress it. You don't repress it. You don't express it. What do you do? God says the way to deal with your anger is to confess it. You let it out to God. You let it out. You admit it first to yourself, "I'm angry," and you admit it to God, "God, I'm mad and I'm angry," and you talk to God about it and you confess not just the anger but the cause. "I'm hurt, I'm frustrated, I'm scared, I feel insecure, I feel this is out of control," and you admit the cause behind the anger. You confess it. That's how you deal effectively with anger. Now, this number five, the next step, is a key to permanent long-term change. These others have dealt with at the moment. But if you're serious about saying, "You know what? I don't want to be an angry person. I don't want to be a mute or a martyr or a maniac. I don't want to clam up or blow up. I want to learn the proper ways." Number five is repattern your mind. You must repattern your mind. And the Bible teaches, has a lot to teach about this, that you rethink and change the way you think. You see, the way you express your anger, you didn't just get that overnight. Your presumed pattern of behavior is a learned response. Somebody modeled it for you. You just didn't automatically choose it. Somebody modeled it for you. An anger response is a learned response, and you learn some bad things. The good news is you can unlearn it. You don't have to stay that way. You can learn new patterns. You can learn new habits. You don't have to keep perpetuating what your parents and their parents and the parents four did in three or four generations. I've seen this. You see, every time I get angry in an inappropriate way, I'm modeling it for my kids. and I'm teaching them how to do it the wrong way. And they're going to teach their kids how to do it the wrong way. And somebody has to say, stop the insanity. Break the chain. I'm going to repattern my mind. The good news is it can be unlearned. Here's what the Bible says. Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. What's the behavior of this world? The behavior of this world is repress, express, suppress. One of those three. And this is, by the way, why the violence in media is not a good thing. What the world teaches is, you got a problem? Use a gun. You got a problem? Blow somebody away. You're angry at somebody? Drop a bomb. Slice and dice. Television and movies are filled with violent responses to people who are frustrated, out of control, feel out of control, or hurt. And kids learn the models. They learn from the models that they observe. And I don't want to teach my kids wrong ways to be angry. Now, he says here, learn, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Circle, changing the way you think. This is the key to learning a new way to handle anger. Change the way you think. When you act in angry ways, it's because you feel angry. And when you feel angry, it's because you're choosing to think angry thoughts. Now, look at this. The way I think affects the way I feel. Every time I feel something, it's because I'm thinking something. Every emotion you feel has a thought behind it. And when you think this, then you're going to feel, if I feel depressed, it's because I'm thinking depressed thoughts. The way I think determines the way I feel, and the way I feel determines the way I act. If I want to change the way I act, let's say I'm tendency to be abusive, to fly off the handle, to reach out, to show physical violence. You don't focus on the behavior. You start by going back here, not even the way you feel. You start by changing what you think. And if you change that thought, that mental process, it's going to change your feeling, it's going to change your behavior. The Bible says be changed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what God does. He's the one who can change those thought patterns in your mind. And to break the habit of anger, you have to get some mental reconditioning. Now, here's an interesting thing. Part of that reconditioning process means getting away from things that make you angry as much as possible. Look at this next verse. Keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them. Would you write this down? Anger is contagious.
The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. But right now, if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com. And click on his social media links. And while you're there, be sure to sign up for his free Daily Hope email devotional and take a look at all the helpful resources. Again, that's PastorRick.com.
Thanks for being with us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you're enjoying this series and today's message, but can't really dive into it because you've got a long day in the office ahead of you, kids to pick up, or meals to cook, then let us send you a copy of this entire series, which includes 6 full-length teachings from Pastor Rick. That way, you can listen from start to finish or just a little at a time, whenever it's best for you. You can even go back and listen over and over to your favorite messages. Today, when you support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope with a financial gift, we'll give you the choice of either a 6 audio CD box set or 6 downloadable high-quality MP3s. Call today, 800-600-5004, or visit PastorRick.com to get your copy of this series. That's 800-600-5004, or PastorRick.com. Thanks so much for your support. Now let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
You start by changing what you think. And if you change that thought, that mental process, it's going to change your feeling, it's going to change your behavior. The Bible says be changed, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that's what God does. He's the one who can change those thought patterns in your mind. And to break the habit of anger, you have to get some mental reconditioning. Now, here's an interesting thing. Part of that reconditioning process means getting away from things that make you angry as much as possible. Look at this next verse. Keep away from angry, short-tempered people, or you will learn to be like them. Would you write this down? Anger is contagious. Anger is contagious. It says, keep away from angry, short-term people. You know, you take a nice kid and you put him in a gang, in 1 year, he'll be angry. You take him out, he's going to go back to his normal ways. If you are dating somebody who has a problem with anger, as your pastor who loves you, cares about you, I'm telling you right now, stop dating them. For your own good and for their own good. In fact, I would say this, as your pastor who loves you, if you are engaged to somebody who has a problem with anger management, break off the engagement right now. The Bible says, don't associate with people of an angry temper. Now, that doesn't mean you don't love them. Doesn't mean you don't get back together at some point, but you need to use the leverage right now and say, no. You say, well, I'll change him. Yeah, right. Yeah, that's the old wedding philosophy of when you go to a wedding. I've done all these weddings that, you know, first you walk down the aisle and then they sing the hymn and then there you stand at the altar, or actually stand at the altar and then they sing the hymn. And so it's the aisle, altar, hymn. And a lot of people think going into the wedding, it's going to be that aisle, altar, hymn. You cannot change anybody else. So stop trying. You can't change your kids. You can't change you. You can only change you. You can't change you. You can't change other people. Only until the fear of change is exceeded by the pain will they change. And when the pain gets worse than the fear, of their fear of change, then they'll change. So what do? All you do when you in a relationship, when you're with an angry person, the only thing you can do is change you. And if you change you and you don't respond the same way to the way they've always responded, I'll say, wait a minute, this isn't working anymore. And they have to develop a whole new relationship. You change you, it changes the relationship. But this is the danger. The Bible says, anger's contagious. And so as much as you can, will you get away from it? Well, what about in a marriage? If you're in a marriage that is abusive right now, God does not expect you to keep accepting that physical abuse. He doesn't. I don't believe in divorce, but I do believe in separation for the purpose of reconciliation. And I have often counseled people, if you are in an abusive relationship right now, you need to get out of that relationship at this moment. For your own physical, or your kids are in an abusive relationship. You get them out of it for this moment. I'm not saying divorce them, but I am saying you get out of that relationship so God can put some pressure on that person to start working in their life. That's where I say you change you. Last year, 4 million wives were beaten by husbands who didn't know how to control their anger. Last year, 10 million children in America were beaten by parents who didn't know how to control their anger. The Bible says this on the screen. If you exploit or abuse your family, you will end up with a fistful of air. Look at the next verse. The Bible says, you husbands must love your wives and never treat them harshly. If you want to get God angry at you, just pick on somebody and watch what happens. This has got to stop. You say, Rick, how? I didn't learn it. I did not learn good patterns of anger management growing up. How do I do it? Number 6, rely on God's help. The real secret is God's power to change you on the inside. Romans 15, verse 5 says this, patience and encouragement come from God. Not a pill, not a seminar, not a conference. Those can all be helpful. But patience and encouragement come from God. I pray God will help you to agree with each other. In other words, so you're not fighting all the time. that you agree with each other the way Christ Jesus wants. Now listen, your relationship and your closeness to Jesus Christ will determine the amount of patience you have in your life. If you are close to Jesus Christ, you're going to have a lot of patience in your life. If you're kind of wishy-washy in your relationship to Christ, you're going to be wishy-washy, sometimes patient and sometimes not. If you're just kind of on the fringe with your relationship to Christ, you're going to have problems with anger your life. You're going to have problems with being patient all your life because you don't have enough. Well, I'm not talking about superficial love. I'm talking about supernatural love. Supernatural love. You see, whatever is inside of you is going to come out when you're squeezed. If you take a bottle of toothpaste and you squeeze it, what comes out? You say, toothpaste. Not quite true. It could be whatever is put in it. It could say toothpaste on the outside, but whatever's in it is what's going to come out when you put on the squeeze. When my kids were little, they used to eat this product called Squeeze-Its. It's like candy. They'd squeeze it in their mouth. Tension and temper go together. Pressure and anger go together. Now, if you are filled with anger on the inside, stuff you haven't dealt with, like we talked about the last couple weeks, if you're filled with anger, when you get jostled, almost anything can make you angry. On the other hand, if you're filled with God's love, almost nothing can make you angry, to lose your temper, to get it out of gear. Now, how does God manage my anger? The Bible says the fruit of the Spirit is patience. In other words, when God's Spirit is in me, He fills me with love and joy and peace and patience. How does God help me with my bad habits of anger? I'll tell you how He does it. He goes straight to the heart of the problem. And the heart of the problem is a problem in the heart. It starts in the heart. It doesn't start in your behavior. It doesn't start in your background. It doesn't start with your attitudes and your feelings and emotions. It starts in the heart. The Bible says this, whatever is in your heart determines what you will say. You see, the problem is not my tongue, it's my heart. My mouth just betrays what I'm really like inside. Sometimes I hear people say something really mean or unkind to a kid or a husband or a wife, and you hear them say, oh, I don't know what got into me. That's not like me. Oh, yes, it is. It's exactly like you. Your mouth just reveals what's in your heart. If it wasn't in your heart, it wouldn't be coming out of your mouth. The problem is not your mouth. The problem is in your heart. Bad water in a well, you got bad water in a well, painting the pump isn't going to do any good. You still got bad water in the well. You see, my mouth just betrays what's inside me. And you find somebody with a harsh tongue, that cutting tongue, it reveals an angry heart. You find somebody with a negative tongue, you know they got a fearful heart. You find somebody with a boasting tongue, you know they got an insecure heart. You find somebody with a judgmental tongue, and they're always judging everybody, you know they got a guilty heart. You find somebody with a critical tongue, they're always nagging and being critical, they got a bitter heart. You find somebody with a filthy tongue, you know they got an impure heart. On the other hand, if you find somebody who's always encouraging, they're always encouraging, they got a happy heart. You know what's on the inside of them. And if they're always speaking in a gentle way, you know they got a loving heart. You see, friends, what you need is a heart transplant. You need a new heart. David says this in Psalm 51, create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And that's what you need to say today. God, I need a clean heart. I need a heart transplant. And Jesus can replace the hurting heart from all that pain with a sense of His love. Maybe you have been beaten and abused and rejected and unloved. And God says, I care about your pain. It matters to me. And I will help you in the healing. Maybe you got a frustrated heart. And God can fill it with your peace, with His peace. Maybe you've got an insecure heart. See, it just seems out of control. He can fill it with his confidence. Let's bow our heads. You know, Father, it's sad, but it's true that we often get angry at the people we love the most, the people we're closest to. And it's often, Lord, because we forget that you are the source of all we need, not other people. You are the source of all we need. Jesus, help us to remember that when we expect anybody else to meet needs, our deepest needs, we're going to be disappointed and we're going to be angry. When we expect other people to be God in our lives and to meet all of our needs, help us realize we're just setting ourselves up for disappointment and anger. Lord, I'm certain that there are many people here this weekend who are struggling with anger, whether in Irvine or Corona or San Clemente or here in Lake Forest. And I ask you to help them, Lord. Whatever the hurt or the frustration or the insecurity, help them to experience hope and healing today. Now you pray. Say, dear Jesus Christ, I admit that I have a problem with my anger and I don't want to stay that way. I need your help. I need you to do a heart transplant in me. I need you to fill my heart with your love. Today, with your help, I want to start practicing these steps. Today, I'm resolving to learn how to manage my anger and to learn some of these Bible verses we've looked at today. I'm very aware of how my anger has hurt other people, including those that I love, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Forgive me for the times that I've tried to control things and then getting angry when I couldn't. Help me to reflect before reacting, to pause, to put my mind and heart in gear before my mouth. Help me to learn to release my anger appropriately, to not repress it or suppress it or express it in sarcasm or manipulation or weird behavior, but help me repattern my mind. I confess to you that I need your help. And so, Jesus, today I open up my life, every room of my heart, completely to you. Come into my life and save me and change me. Make the changes only you can make. In your name we pray. Amen.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. If you'd like to have this entire series on CD or downloadable MP3s for your personal library, just contact us today and request the 40 Days of Love complete audio series by Pastor Rick Warren. We'll send it to you right away as our way of saying thanks for your financial support of this ministry. The collection includes 6 complete commercial-free messages from Pastor Rick Warren that are sure to be a blessing to you and your loved ones. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with 2 R's in the middle, .com. And thanks so much for your support. And now here's Rick with a closing thought.
Before you start your day, always pray. Before you start your day, always pray. Thank God for giving you a new day. Talk to him about your plans. Check in with your commander-in-chief. Tell him what you plan to do that day, but tell him that he's free to change your plans. It's important that as you begin each day, you start talking to God. That'll make a difference like you will not believe. And join me next time again as we look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.